ZLK, KA3JC's, back to you.
4CBA mobile. JCA, N4ZLK.
Okay, what's up, Shane?
Give me a second, I'm trying to reach Richard, see if he's available again real quick. He was asking me a question a few minutes ago. KA3JCA, N4ZLK.
N4ZLK, KA3JCA, back to you.
Back of the building and had to drop a trailer and we started playing microphone tag. I think sometimes the repeater just, I don't know if it's conditions or what, but it acts up like this every once in a while and then it'll clear right back up.
So I just was curious because I know at one time I could hit the repeater and there was no problem with my handheld, even in my house, we had no problem, but now I can't even do that. I even have a high gain antenna on it, so I had to put an antenna on the outside of the house to do that. So, alrighty, I'll let you finish there, Jockey. The truck's around, and I think somebody else was giving you a call. We're just curious about that. N4, is it okay, KA3JCA?
It's better than it did a few minutes ago when you were talking to Alexander, so it might be, might have just fixed itself.
KA3JCA.
I thought you'd give me a call there. I was just turning the radio back up. But I'm doing good. How's your day?
Better. It's a pretty good day today. I'm headed out with one trailer to make my last two pickups. So I've got to swap an empty for one, and then I'll put another one on the back of that. So I should be back to the building around 6:30, quarter till, hopefully.
I just pulled out of my last stop, so I'm going to stop here and get me something cold to drink for a ride home, and then I'm done.
I hope you had a profitable day, and I hope you have a great weekend.
I hadn't looked to see if it was profitable yet or not, but it's over, so it is what it is.
Nice to get done with the day.
Peter's scratchy to death right now.
Give me just 1 second. I'm going under a bridge.
W4DJW.
Or Dave, sorry.
Hey, I put in a call to Johnny about that because I listened to other repeaters to see if they had the same issue because I remember John saying there was meteor scatter coming up. And I went and got two sections of Gary's net last night. The beginning of the net, it was very clear. 30 minutes into the net, it was really scratchy. So I took two sections of that recording and sent that to Johnny to have him listen to it, see if we need to go up there and look at it. But it clears up a few minutes after it starts that. I don't know if it's got something to do with that meteor scatter that's going on. I couldn't get enough from any other repeaters to tell if it was happening on them too, but you might listen on other repeaters to see if you hear it. But I'll get his opinion and then we'll see if we need to make a trip up there to the mountain.
Every now and then around on this one, but I've been listening to a couple of others today and haven't heard anything, but I wasn't hearing it on this one at that time either, so.
Yeah, meter scatter could come and go, right? So, but I remember hearing John talk about it, and then I remember somehow in my head I correlated the two about the same time. And he said it was going to start night before last or last night, one of those two. I think it was the night before last because I heard it on that net too. And sure enough, I heard it sounded really bad. But now I'm hearing it a little earlier in the evening, which I don't know if I don't think the meteors know what position the Earth is in when they attack the atmosphere. I don't think they care. But anyway, we'll find out.
I mean, it's working. It's doing its job. So, I mean, it's just one of those things you got to put up with every now and then.
Hey, Shane, I heard you talking about that. I was going to break in earlier, but I didn't want to interrupt. But just letting you know, I've been listening to that, too, like last night's net. Late, I don't know how Gary was able to do it. Went 30 minutes into his net last night, and it was getting really bad.
Alexander and the other station, Richard, talking a little bit ago, they both sounded like, especially Alexander, it sounded like he was off frequency a little bit.
Yeah, but then, you know, I tuned off to other repeaters because it started doing it. So I went, and I spun through every repeater. I got over 100 repeaters in my TS-2000. I spun through every one of them. Nobody was talking on a single one of them.
That's the way it works. Go ahead, Patrick.
7-3's here for a little bit. I'm going to run in and grab me a cold drink to ride up. Dave, good to talk to you. Shane, good to talk to you. If I don't hear from you again, y'all have a good weekend. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You take Fridays off now, so it is the end of your work week. Be careful the rest of the way home. Good to hear you, W4DJW. I'm going to go back to standby mode.
Be careful. Have a great weekend. Hope to talk to you over this weekend. And, Dave, good to talk to you, too. And we'll talk to both of you another time. N4ZLK. Okay, N4ZLK. ZLK Mobile.
I've been sitting in the office where it's cold and you have to wear a sweat jacket.
Nothing about that, Larry, but I know what you mean when you can get too cold. Patrick, what'd you get to drink?
Just a bottle of water. Being nice and cool, but it's ridiculous. I can't wait to get home to drink some water myself, because if I drank some before I left the office, I would be kind of miserable, if you know what I mean.
Today I need some.
I gotta get home and make a short grocery list, and I want some watermelon and blueberries at least.
That old watermelon in the middle of the summer.
I get ready to say that's my favorite thing in the middle of the summer, the cold watermelon.
I need some little green peas because I missed some at lunch. I've been on a diet, and they said you can eat all the green peas that you want. It won't hurt your diet any.
Green peas?
In bags, they're frozen. They're steamable peas, and you put them in the microwave for like 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah, those vegetables are good, most of them. There's a couple I'm not real fond of, but I'll eat them.
Good, but there's some of them that I'm not going to have it.
But, I'll eat broccoli, although I'm not really a favorite. It's not one of my favorites, but, you know, I've lost 20 pounds. I didn't think I could do it, but I tell you what, it has not been easy.
Hi there, Larry. Keep up the good work. I'm pulling for you. I know that can be a difficult thing, but I know you can do it.
Congratulations on that. That's a hard feat.
Yeah, that's right. I keep driving by these restaurants, you know, like Longhorns and Cracker Barrel and Eggs Up Grill, and they just keep calling me. But I have to be strong and just, you know, I tell my wife one of these days we're going to have to just go somewhere and just eat something. Don't overdo it, but just eat something good.
I'm not going to talk about it either.
We got to get some kind of topic to talk about. Who's next? KC4SKD.
Santana sounding now.
Well, it's kind of got some scratch on the repeater to it, but I'm down in a hole. And I don't know if I'm the best judge at the moment.
Me, KC4SKD.
Kind of a new one now. It's a little shorter, so I don't bang it on all the trees in his truck. And, seems to be doing okay, but yeah, the repeater's got some scratch on it right now.
While we're talking about the repeater, no, the antenna seems to be doing great. I couldn't, if you hadn't told me, I wouldn't have known you were on a different one.
Man, I'm about to go through a dead spot for this repeater. Y'all carry on, KC4SKD.
Hey, KO4HKX, have a good afternoon.
Hope you have a good one, and we're pulling for you. Keep doing it every day. It'll get easier. Patrick, I'm going to jump out for a minute. I'm going to swap these trailers out. I'll be back in maybe 5 minutes. N4ZLK.
Well, you're around. I ain't even made it to 25 yet. So KO4HKX, and I'll be mobile and monitoring.
KD, you're still there? KO4HTX, I think, that's your call.
For H Henry Hotel Kilo X-ray. But I'm still here, Larry. It's Patrick on this end.
Okay, I got some of your calls, right? Anyway, yeah, I'm coming out of what I think is the dead zone, so hopefully I can just be in a repeater more reliably now.
Hey, what have you been up to? What do you do for a living?
Work on laptops, CAD stations, desktops, printers, do that sort of thing. I keep them fixed and troubleshoot hardware, software.
I guess that would keep you inside all the time.
But the other places I've worked, I had to go out and do calls out in the field and in and out of the work van and stuff, you know, dealing with the weather and all that. But this job I've got now is just strictly in one building.
That's a good thing.
Before I had my little handy talkie strapped in the work van with a back mount antenna, and I used that to communicate with. That made the drives go by easier.
I'm in I own a Matco tool franchise, so I'm out riding around all day selling tools. I'm in now the truck just like Shane is, and it's nice to have his radio in here to have somebody to talk to every now and then.
My brother, he can drive 1,000 miles a week, and I tried to get him to put his radio in his van so he could talk, but I guess he just stays too busy and on the phone a lot.
I'm in and out. I probably see, some days I'll probably see 25 shops and, you know, maybe 100 guys, but I'm in and out. I got phone calls coming. But it's nice on the ride up and down the mountain, because I live up in Brevard, and I'm working down here in Greenville.
And I know somebody lives up close to Brevard, Rosman. That's a pretty nice little town up there.
That's from Rosman.
I see some of my wife's family every once in a while lives up in that area. And we like to go to... Well, before I went on the dive, I went to the fish camp to eat.
That's down close to where I live.
Places, but the last time we went, it was closed because of worker shortage. So we said the next time we tried that, we're going to call them, make sure they're going to be open first.
Even then, you still don't know. They may just walk out on you. You never know. People just don't want to work anymore.
Well, there is one place that I have got to go eat sometime. It's the Poinsett Hotel in downtown Greenville, because my grandfather used to play the piano there in about 1970. So they've redone it. They kept it looking its original look on a lot of the architecture and stuff. But I still want to go eat in there sometime.
It'd be neat to do something like that. So, and then just enjoy the atmosphere there.
I still got some of the old tapes that he made, and it's interesting to listen to those. He played the piano and had a little band, and they had several vocalists. It's kind of neat.
A hobby?
But my thumb got to hurt so bad I had to give up the piano. I do have a Hammond organ that was made about 1961. It's in great shape, and I do play around on it every once in a while. I was playing in church, and we decided to change churches, so the church we're going to now does not have an organ, so I don't know what I'll do now.
Going to take some talent to play an organ. Because you got keys everywhere.
Different lower manual, usually, and the bass pedal. You got to work all three at the same time. And anyway, somebody gave me a chord synthesizer, which that's a very interesting instrument to play around with. The instruction manual for it is 128 pages.
Interesting to figure out. On top of playing on the organ.
And something else I do on the side is sound engineer. I help set up a sound system in the church with a digital mixer, and programming one of those things is something else. I had to, there's no really good instructions, so I had to go to a YouTube video and watch it about 20 times to learn how to program it.
Amazing what you can find on YouTube anymore, the information that's out there.
I enjoy running sound systems. I've done that in several churches. The largest one I ran, the church auditorium seated 1,200, and the mixer was 48 channels. It's interesting there when you get feedback and you don't know where it's coming from.
Interesting. Trying to figure out 48 different places it could be coming from at one time.
Well, I better sign with you. I'm about to get in some traffic here. I'm going to put this mic down and concentrate on my driving.
It's good to talk to you this afternoon. Good to meet you. I'm on here pretty much every day of the morning and of the afternoon. So just keep an ear out for me. KO4HX, and I'll be clear for now. 7-3's late.
Good evening, and we'll talk with you later. KC4SKD.
CLX Mobile. Is that you, KO4HX?
This is N6CLX.
Ben, I hadn't talked to you in a while.
I was just thinking the same thing. My signal might be kind of screwy. I think the rain got in my antenna again. That's easy to fix, but I got to stop to do that.
The repeater's having some trouble right now. I've been coming and going here in the last, hour and a half or so.
Hope it's not the heat.
Well, down here is hot up there where it's at. Can get that one.
How is life treating you?
It's treating me pretty warm right now.
That's treating me fantastic because I'm on my way home.
I'm on my way home. I'm making the pull up the mountain right now.
Couple days, I haven't been paying attention. I'm just thinking, man, this repeater's pretty quiet. This afternoon, I looked down and somehow I switched the channel.
Turning the volume down, I didn't realize it or forgot about it.
Okay. Then 16, LX.
Hello again, Patrick. I hadn't heard you in a while, Mike. I know you just said that too, but good to hear you again. And I'm going to be in for a short one. I don't have far to go between my two stops here. Go ahead, Patrick.
I'm not sure I'll be able to hit the repeater either. I'll lose it completely here in just a few minutes.
That's a UPS 18-wheeler. I'll look to see if there's an antenna visible.
They're called the C, aren't they? And most of them don't even use CBs anymore. They all just talk on their cell phones. I've got a CB antenna on this one, and a very discreet 2-meter. It's silver in color. You can barely see it. It's on the back on the opposite side. It's not on the mirror or on the side of the truck, but it's off the back of the cab, just like the other CB antenna. But it works well, but like I said, nobody else even uses CBs anymore.
Our RV, and I haven't seen a glass mount CB bottom loaded. It actually works pretty good for, you know, CB.
Mike, I'm going to go ahead and sign with you. I'm barely making out what y'all are saying, so I'm going to say 7-3 for now. Y'all have a good afternoon. Good to talk to you again, and I'll keep an eye out for you on down the wall. KO4HX, and I'll be clear.
I think it's the repeater. It's real bad right now. But have a good one. And I'm almost at my next stop, too, so I'm going to clear. Mike, have a good day. Good to hear you again. Let's see. N60LX in the group. N4ZLK.
Take care. Have a good day. And talk to you later, Patrick. You have a good evening. And I'll just stand by and